Thank you, Elizabeth. And now back to the news. Unfortunately, crime does not stop for the holidays. The police made two major hauls this week of cannabis worth £250,000 and of 750,000 of illegal tobacco. On a more cheerful side, the Spooner Road Primary School saw their Christmas production rescued from near disaster, and there has been a generous response to the Christmas food bank appeal.
£250,000 worth of cannabis was taken off the streets and 11 people arrested as police in Norwich focused on the drugs trade this week. On Monday evening, a raid on an outbuilding in Felthorpe revealed 500 cannabis plants with an estimated street value of £200,000. While no arrests have yet been made in connection with the find, yesterday 15 beat managers on patrol through Norwich arrested 11 people on suspicion of drug dealing. At Suffolk Square, three were arrested at another cannabis factory with a haul worth £45,000. And at William Kett Close, officers responded to information from the local community to visit an address believed to be in connected with Class A drug dealing. Sergeant Mark Shepherd of the Norwich East Safer Neighbourhood Team said, "This is all the result of the residents talking to us and letting us know what was going on and us having the resources to do it. We have never before put out these kind of numbers and it allows us to be proactive in our approach."
Trading standards officials and police raided a property on the edge of Norwich and seized 750 kilograms of illegal tobacco after a tip-off from suspicious neighbours. A manufacturing setup for producing tobacco was discovered at the address at Nottingham Street in Clover Hill on Tuesday. Leona Page, prosecuting for Norfolk Trading Standards, said, "This is the largest haul of illegal tobacco products that Trading Standards has uncovered."
When a sinking floor forced a primary school to cancel their Christmas production, a local high school leaped in to save the show. Pupils at Spooner Row Primary School were billed to perform their production, Five Gold Rings, on December the 12th at their local village hall on Station Road, Spooner Row, after weeks of rehearsals. But disaster struck when the venue had to cancel the show just days before, as the floor in the hall had started to collapse. The production was called off and things were looking bleak for the mini actors. But determined not to let the curtains close early on the performance, the primary school called in the help of their academy partners at Wyndham High School. Wyndham High immediately invited the tiny cast to use their North Hall, and by Monday afternoon, the pupils of Spooner Row Primary were ready to storm the stage. Helen Weiss, deputy head at Spooner Row, said, "The students did an incredible job, especially as they only had an hour to get used to the new venue." She said, "The stage is much bigger than the one they're used to and has proper lights too. It was exciting for the kids and well worth waiting for." Students in years 5 and 6 were in charge of lighting and curtains, and Mrs. Weiss said they were fantastic. The production, based on the classic festive ditty, 12 Days of Christmas, was met with rapturous approval from parents, and Mrs. Vise said the cast did the school proud. She said, "They were absolutely fantastic. We were a bit worried because they hadn't done it for a week and thought they might forget. On the night, they stepped up to the mark and did it bigger and better than anyone had imagined they would."
The Big Christmas Give appeal in Norwich has collected around 750,000 of food and clothes to help families in need. Run by residents Claire Reed, Linda Groves, Joanne Hallows and Caroline Sykes, the project was based at Avenue Junior School, where pupils and parents donated anything from a single tin to a whole car boot full of food. Food donations added up to around 750,000 and a total of 18 bags of women's and children's clothes were donated to the Leeway Refuge. Some 12 crates of food were donated to the Norwich Food Bank and the Great Yarmouth Food Bank, which has a particularly high demand and took 46 crates. Mrs. Reed said, "One of the volunteers assumed we had been collecting all year and couldn't believe it was just from one day. Next year, the plan is to extend the project and open a collection point in the city to make it easier for people to give."
That's just about it for this week. Remember, we're always pleased to hear from you and to pass on news to other listeners. You can leave your message on our answer phone at the Chatterbox office on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. And we will call you back as soon as we can. And remember, you can find us on our website, cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk. Please return to us your Chatterbox recording. Put it in the wallet and pop this in the postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn over the address label. Please remember that after this recording of Chatterbox, you can listen to Chatterbox Let's Talk.
We hope you enjoyed this week's Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team who produced it. Our editor tonight was David Potten, and the sound recordist was Brian Kerridge. All the items were taken from the evening news, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for the contents of this recording. So until next year, it's cheerio from Chatterbox and from James Churchill
and Pauline Goldsworthy.
And once again, we would like to wish you the very best for Christmas and the New Year, and we hope to keep you entertained every week in 2019.